We move on to Copenhagen now, also on edge after a terror attack that left two dead and mirrored the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris just a few weeks ago. The attack in Copenhagen happened at a cafe where a seminar on art, blasphemy, and freedom of expression was being held. Lars Vilks is a well-known Swedish artist and featured speaker at the event, and he was thought to be the target. In 2007, Vilks drew a cartoon depicting the Prophet Muhammad as a dog, and that earned him a spot along with Stéphane Chabannier, the murdered editor of Charlie Hebdo, on Al-Qaeda's death list. Filmmaker Finn Norgaard was killed at the cafe, and a second man, Dan Uzan, a member of Denmark's Jewish community, was shot and killed outside a synagogue late Saturday night. Nearly half a dozen police officers were also injured in the incidents. Lars Eriksen is a journalist based in Copenhagen. He's been following the story for The Guardian, and he joins me now. Lars, welcome.
Hello, that's up.
Well, Lars, Copenhagen is certainly a city not accustomed to this type of violence. Two shootings, as we described, and then the killing of the gunman. What is the mood now in the city?
It's kind of hard to describe. It's that kind of strange mix of, you know, sadness, defiance, confusion, anger, and grief. I mean, I think sort of the consensus here this today is that Denmark is not quite the same country after what has happened this week. And I've been out today nearby the synagogue where the second shooting took place, and you have people sort of going about their everyday business. I saw some students milling out of the university who were talking about the latest assignments, and but then you also have this sea of flowers in front of the synagogue, and there is kind of a somber mood, but also definitely a sense of, you know, life goes on here.
Is there any type of recrimination, anger against the government? This type of attack, of course, happened just a month or two ago in Paris. This is similar in so many ways. Are people in Copenhagen upset at all that it came to their city?
I think the political debate will intensify during the course of the next couple of days. I think yesterday was very much a day of reflection, just getting to grips with news. I think there's a sort of a understanding between, you know, the political parties that, you know, there's a bit of a buffer before some of the bigger questions are being debated. But this is also, you know, we are potentially a few months away from election here, so this will obviously play pretty big. Some people have been out talking about maybe a need to reassess the sort of means available for the security and intelligence service here. There were obviously, you know, a slightly beefed up security, especially for the event at the cafe in light of what happened in Paris. But I think that will be one of the main questions, if there's a way of sort of reassessing how the security situation is here.
In terms of security at both the synagogue and the cafe, it should be pointed out, as tragic as those situations were, it seems as though the intended targets in both cases were not harmed. And that's something to remember.
Yes, I think with the cartoonist, the Swedish cartoonist Lars Vilks, he's under pretty much round the clock protection from the Swedish security police. There were Copenhagen policemen at that event as well, and also outside the synagogue. And I think one of the main things here is that people, in spite of this tragedy that has happened, thinking that this could have panned out a lot worse if there hadn't been these security measures in place.
Lars Eriksen, you know, at the same time, Denmark is now confronting a lot of the same questions that France has been confronting, which is the suspect appears to have been a homegrown terrorist, born in Denmark, raised there, lived in Danish culture, and then undertook this type of crime.
Yes, I think from off the bat, we kind of have to, probably to make clear that we don't really know the motive yet, even if police have said they were sort of working on the suspicion that he's potentially inspired by the Charlie Hebdo shootings or maybe some other kind of extremist group. It's all sort of being pieced together bit by bit at the moment by police and reporters here. Indications are that, yes, he's a 22-year-old Copenhagen born Dane who was known to police, had previous sentences, the last one for serious gun crime, and allegedly was only released from jail a few weeks ago. So he was known to authorities who had previously alerted him to the security services, but it's not yet known to what extent they were potentially monitoring him.
France has a long, long history with its Muslim population and its immigrant population, and a lot of that history has been contentious, especially recently. That's no secret, widely discussed after the Charlie Hebdo shootings in Paris. Does Denmark have a similar history? Does it have a similar number of immigrants, at least proportionally, in a similar kind of debate that France has?
the debate in Denmark has it's intensified in recent years, but it's if you compare it to something like Sweden, which has recently sort of seen the rise of quite anti-immigrant parties such as the Swedish Democrats, the Danish People's Party has been around for a long time and has been quite outspoken in the sort of in terms of their views. And I think what's been also intensifying here is the debate around around freedom of speech, especially in the light of the fact that before the Lars Vilks cartoon in 2007, there was the Muhammad cartoons published in the Danish newspaper Jyllandsposten in 2005, which is obviously coming up to the 10-year anniversary of that event later this year. And it's sort of been, it's been a bit of a cloud hanging over Denmark in a way. It's a lot of people are saying now, well, it was not a question of if, it was a question of when something like this could happen in Denmark. But even saying that, I don't think that sort of even prepares people here for the kind of numbing sense of what a tragedy like this means for a small country when it happens.
No, and it seems with the 10-year anniversary of the original Muhammad cartoons in the Danish newspaper approaching, that security is bound to be ratcheted up even further. Lars Eriksen, contributor to The Guardian from Copenhagen. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.